Welcome to Mind Mastery and Manifestation, the number one podcast helping you rewire your mind to erase fear, unlock your greatest potential, and get the extraordinary relationships, businesses, and lives you've always wanted. We're your hosts, Dan Mendelo
and Sophie Kessler. Welcome back to the Mind Mastery and Manifestation podcast. I am so elated to be jumping on with you guys today. And Dan isn't here today, actually. I have someone really, really special and near and dear to my heart who I'm going to be sharing with all of you. And she has just been such a light in the entrepreneurial world. I actually found out about her through one of my previous mentors and also a person who I had the incredible honor of supporting over the last year in her business, Libby Crow. And she actually mentored under Libby, and Libby supported her in really taking the business off the ground. And in the last year, she's just completely taken over the spiritual business world, especially when it comes to Kundalini and being a Kundalini business mentor. And if you know anything about this space, then you probably know who I'm talking about. But if you don't, I'm so excited to introduce you to this loving light. Her name is Brianna Rose.
Woo! I'm so excited to be here. Intro, thank you.
And I feel like it was like a little bit of a talk show thing, and it was like bringing on the stage, and I could just visualize it in my mind. And here we have
sparkles.
Sparkles and rainbows and light. Great.
Thank you for that.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. Just to give anyone a little bit of an intro about you and just your story briefly so they can have some context for anyone that doesn't yet know you.
Yeah.
What would you want to share just about who you are and what's gotten you here?
Thanks for asking that. Yeah, I guess that the short version is, obviously I'm Brianna Rose, and I am originally from New York. Right now I'm bi-coastal between New York and California. You know, growing up, my dream, it was like ingrained in me to be like a New York City hustler and like just be working my ass off. And that was me. And in the beginning, in my early 20s, I graduated from FIT with my degree in advertising and marketing communications. And I was like, all right, I'm going to take over the business world. Like, I always loved building businesses and marketing and just changing people's lives. In my head, I was like, I'm going to work 80 hours a week and I'm going to do all the things. And I did it, and I was really successful at it. And it got to this point where I was in my early 20s and I had like all the things that you were supposed to have, right? I was like, oh shit, like my student loans are paid off and I have my dream car and I have a big savings account and I have the salary and like, you know, all the things were like, you know, supposedly in alignment, but deep down I was miserable and I was anxious and depressed. And through that, I had a spiritual awakening during that time. And I started to learn a lot about energy. And side note, I've been clairvoyant since I've been born. So I've always seen energy and spirit. So as I was going through my spiritual awakening, it was a shock to my system. I was like, oh crap, like here it is. I can't ignore these gifts anymore because I'm seeing them everywhere. So that happened around the time when I was like 24. And I still stayed at my current position at my 9-to-5. I was a PR marketing director. And I just kept having this nudge, like, you have to leave, you have to leave, you have to leave, you have to leave. And I was like, I don't know what to do. And I was like, you have to leave. There's more people to help, like more than just this one company you're working for. So I finally got to the point where I wasn't listening to my intuition or anything, that the position I was in, it just got like really crazy and I had to leave. So I was like, all right, thanks universe. You did that for me. You kicked me out. So I left and I started my own business, and I didn't have, like, I literally didn't have any clients. I didn't know what the hell I was going to do. I just had, you know, a dream and a desire. And also I had to make money because I had to pay my bills. So I was like, all right, I'm going to start this online business and I'm going to do graphic design and branding, because in my head that felt safe. I was like, I'm going to do web design. I'm going to do logo design because people need that. Not everyone knows how to do that. So I'm going to do it. So I did that and I was, you know, somewhat successful. I made a couple $1,000s. The beginning was really tough. My first year in business as a branding specialist, I think I made like $4,000 or something, or $6,000. And living in New York, that's like nothing. I was like, oh crap, this is hard. And I kept thinking, I'm like, how, like, why do I know how to build businesses, but it's not working? Like, I'm doing all the things that you're supposed to do, but it's not working. And while I was doing this, it was like under the covers, I was doing all this like deep energy work, and I was spending so much time exploring like quantum physics and Kundalini and traditional Chinese medicine and all these like yummy things. And I started to realize, I'm like, I cannot be promoting like branding and web design and then like literally doing like magic and spells, like, you know, under the covers and behind the scenes. I was like, I need to be sharing this more. And I kept hearing the message, like, stop doing branding. Every time I saw Gabby Bernstein, I was like, oh, like, I want to be you. I love this. And my intuition was like, yeah, you're supposed to be doing stuff like that. Like, stop hiding with the branding. So even though I wasn't making a lot of money, I was still being able to like pay my bills and stuff. So I was like caught between this thing of like, do I follow my intuition and shut down this branding business? Or do I just stay safe and I can like pay my bills and, you know, that could be my life. And it was right around the time I met Libby Crow and I took her on. She's my first coach. And this was a year and a half ago, I think it was. Yeah, about a year and a half ago, we started working together and I decided to close down my branding business. Again, I'm very abrupt. I'm either like, you know, yin or yang. I'm never just like in between. I'm like, I'm shutting down the business and I have no coaching clients. I'm shutting down my design business and I'm just going to go all in to Kundalini business coaching. Because over and over again, I kept hearing this, do Kundalini business coaching. You know it works. Keep doing it. So it's like, all right, fuck it. I'm going to do it. So I shut down the branding business, opened up Kundalini business coaching, and it just kind of took off like wildfire. And it's just like a testament to what happens when you do the deeper inner work, when you have that deeper sense of alignment, when you take action on your intuition, and then you actually take action. Because I think sometimes people get caught up in like, I'm manifesting and meditating, but it's not working. It's like, you have to have that and that internal alignment, but you also have to show up and you still have to like make it happen for yourself. And that first year in my business, I scaled to $500,000 organically. And now we're in year two and we're set to surpass over 7 figures. And it's just been this like wild and beautiful ride of expansion. And it's just been pretty remarkable and incredible. And it's just like, I can't imagine my life any other way. And that's me in a nutshell. And here I am.
Boom. I love it. So good. So good. I love the story and I love just like the resonance inside of it, because I feel like so many women can relate to running this program and running this pattern where we're socially conditioned to be like, all right, hustle, go, push, force, do all the things. And especially in the entrepreneurial space, a lot of us are like, great, what are you good at? Let's take that skill and let's grow a business with it. When a lot of us are like, I am really good at this, but there's something else that's not quite working.
Yes.
And I love what you brought up, because I feel like this is a big theme for a lot of the women that I work with on the receiving end. It's because it's almost like a lot of the women that I bring on board are at the place right before they start working with you. Right? Where they're kind of like, I've mastered the skills. I'm really good at this thing, right? But how do I grow it? How do I scale it? What are the actual strategies behind this? Yeah. And a lot of times they're coming and they're really looking for the masculine structure, right? Like, okay, so teach me the systems, teach me the strategy, teach me the structure, let's do this thing. And then we get about halfway through the program and they start to realize there's this internal shift happening and they're like, fuck, I have so much resistance in doing this. And it's like, all right, let's lean into that. And then what we find is it's like they don't actually enjoy what they're really doing. Mm-hmm. And they're doing it because they want to actually get to a place of financial wealth. And they think that this is the way to get there. Mm-hmm. So they're forcing themselves to do this thing that they don't actually enjoy. They're miserable throughout the entire process, but they're convincing themselves that it has to be this thing because this is what they quote unquote know or what feels safe, right? Mm-hmm. And they get stuck in this pattern where they're not happy. Right? Similar to kind of like having a 9-to-5, but except the 9-to-5 is now an entrepreneurial endeavor.
Yes.
It's the same program.
Yes.
And then they realize that it's like, shit, I don't actually want to do this thing. And I feel like you and I both tend to attract a lot more spiritually conscious women who are either more woke or waking up. And they're starting to realize that it's like, wait, what would I actually want to be doing with my time? Like, how would I actually enjoy spending my time? And I love what you touched on when it's like, it's realizing that I could totally stay safe because this thing is quote unquote working, right? But evidently it's actually not, because if you're not enjoying the process of building and growing and scaling the business and then being in it, then it's not actually working, even if it's bringing in revenue and you have clients, right? Because otherwise you're running a job except you're on your boss. I mean, maybe what you want, but at the same time, I think what we all want is actual real fulfillment and real joy and real pleasure in our day-to-day lives.
Yes. Yeah, totally. And, you know, just to touch on that, I say to people, I'm like, If you're miserable right now doing what you are supposedly like wanting to do, like why you started the business, you might as well go back and get a 9-to-5, because being an entrepreneur and hating what you do is like, that's horrible, because it's no longer 9-to-5. Now it's like 9-to-9 every single day, and like you're just killing yourself. So you might as well go out and try to do something that you love, or at least figure it out and figure out what is fulfilling for you. And when you're fulfilled, people feel that. Like when you're in alignment with what you're doing and you're excited by your work and it feels good, people feel that. And it's like you're a sparkly light and people are like, oh my God, I want that. Whatever it is that she has, I want that and I want to work with her. And that will be like your best advertisement, your best sales tool than you just doing it because it's quote unquote safe and like making money and whatever it might be. Like those levels of success that are like explosive and they skyrocket come from that deep place of alignment and fulfillment and excitement, because people feel that, right? And people feel that you're in your truth and you're in integrity with who you are, and they just want to be a part of that.
I love this. It's a juicy conversation. I was literally on a client call earlier before we jamming out, and one of the women, she's been in business for like 3 years, right? And she's been doing this thing and it's been working from the sense that she's had a client.
air quotes.
You guys can't see the video, but what we're doing.
Yes.
And she's had clients come in and she's been able to like fill spots here and there, and she's marketed it. But she's been in this weird season where it's kind of like, she hasn't been excited about marketing this next round, and it hasn't been flowing. And I love this word because I think it's so potent to understand the context behind it, but it hasn't been flowing for her. And she got this intuitive hit more recently. She's like, there is something so much bigger that I'm here to be doing. Right. And it's kind of like this weird place of surrender and trust in yourself with source, with the universe, where it's like, okay, so clearly this isn't the thing. I don't really know what's coming or how it's going to work. Right. But I know all of the tools and the skill set. And it's like this space where you're literally creating so much more spaciousness in your life, simplifying the process so that you can actually make room for what's trying to divinely come through, which is what you're actually meant to be here to be doing. And I think for a lot of us, it's an uncomfortable place to be, right? Because there's so much self uncovering that comes up in this, and a lot of shadow work and a lot of us being fully expressed and honoring our deepest desires and our deepest truths, which for a lot of us, we have a lot of fear with, right? We have stories of rejection, our abandonment, our not feeling worthy or lovable or whatever the enoughness is behind these components, where we don't feel, the word I love to use is safe, being fully expressed in our authentic truth. And what's interesting is as we start to create that space when things aren't flowing, and I love what you mentioned in your story, it's like the universe kicked you out of it.
Yes.
And at the same time, it's like, okay, if this isn't flowing for me, and this is what I love sharing with my clients, if it's not flowing for you and you're not excited about this, then this isn't the thing for you. Because if it really was, if it really was the thing and you were really truly excited about it and you had the strategy, then it would be flowing. Right? And I think that's the part of like, being able to understand this beautiful balance between Shakti and Shiva, or between masculine and feminine energy, or between like the go and flow of knowing what to do, having the energy behind it, but also being embodied through it.
Yes, totally. Oh, I love that you said that. I really feel like, you know, the universe just wants to support us, right? Like the universe just wants to support us, and it's our birthright to be abundant and to be happy. And we're the ones that like just don't allow it to happen. Like we just get in our own way. Like we fuck it up. That's what I was saying. Like you're fucking up your own success by like staying in this place of like comfortability and feeling like you're comfortable, even though you're actually not comfortable at all because you're not feeling fulfilled. But the thing is, like, you are meant to be happy. You are meant to be successful. And we just have to get out of our own way, right? And stop thinking that it has to be this certain way. And getting out of your own way can be tough. Like you have to be in total surrender. There's like the tarot card, it's like the tower, and like people are like jumping out of the tower and the tower is like burning and crumbling to the ground. Like you have to be willing to go there to like crumble, and it doesn't have to be dramatic like that, but you have to be willing to crumble and build back up and real line, and you're always going to be supported. And, you know, in that process of the crumble and the surrender, like you were mentioning, there are all these emotions that we have to deal with and discover and heal. But, you know, the way I think of it is, you know, that's how we evolve consciousness, right? If we stay here and we don't deal with our shit, it's like the planet's just going to stay the same. Oh, we're going to have this, like 100 years from now, it's still going to be just like this. So it really is up to us. If you can't think it about yourself, it's up to us to change the generations behind us, right? Mm-hmm. Generations that are coming out. So when we heal our own shit, then we're making a deeper impact. Then we're impacting our clients and they're impacting more people. And I like to call it like the domino effect of light. So when you show up and you do that deeper inner work, you're helping yourself, you're helping your clients, you're helping your family, you're helping your friends. And it creates this ripple effect out onto the planet. So if you can't show up and do it yourself and go into that deep surrendering place, do it for the people that you love. Do it for your clients. Do it for your family. Do it for the generations that haven't even been born yet. So that way they can live in a better place.
I love this. Yeah. It's a big piece. And I feel like for a lot of the women that I've worked with, there comes a time when they almost reach like these generational patterns where it's like actually been programmed into like their family lineage and they're becoming aware of the program. And it's almost like, okay, so I know that this program has been running in my lineage for the last X amount of centuries, decades, years, whatever it is. And what do I do? Because it's almost like, fuck, like who am I when I'm not running this program? And there's almost like a fear around detaching from that type of wound or that type of story and stepping into their deeper truth and really what it is they're called here to do. In saying that, I'd be curious to just hear your perspective when you're working with women who are starting to face some of these deeper wounds and how they move through this process with you and what that looks like.
That's such a good question. And I'm so happy that you asked it. I love speaking about energy and karma and all of the lineage and, you know, what gets passed down to you. I think it's so important for us to heal that. And it's one of my favorite parts of building business is, you know, really being able to look at that generational thing that's happening for you. So it's like looking at your mother, your grandmother, your great grandmother, and how that's impacting you. And the, you know, the women that come into my programs, you know, I don't sugarcoat. I'm like, we're going deep. It's going to be a shit show for a little bit. Like we have to dive into all the things. But we're going to have this deep purge, like especially in my program, the Ascension Academy, and like first two modules, like be prepped to just purge and let go and reprogram and rewire. And then we have this nice solid foundation and then we build your business and you can scale with ease. And, you know, one of the modalities that I use is, you know, we're healing the emotional patterns that have been passed down to you because we have a choice, right? Like back, you know, hundreds of years ago, we might've known about these things, but now it's like, it's so great to be living in a time where like, we can talk about chakras and we can talk about quantum jumping and like not be like, you know, burned at the stake for it. Like this is like, we actually built businesses on it. So like, you know, this is pretty cool that we can talk about this and learn about this and discover it. So one of the things that we do is we're looking at the emotional patterns that have been passed down to you because we have a choice. We can heal it. We can bitch about it and do nothing. Like, let's heal it, right? Like, let's heal it for ourselves. And, you know, once we're able to kind of reprogram the subconscious and reprogram the aura and the subconscious can run on new patterns. So new patterns of success. And it's one of those things that you just have to be willing to do the work. Like we have the opportunity to change our destiny. We have the opportunity to literally reprogram our entire energy system. So why not do it? Right. And Yogi Bhajan, he's one of my Kundalini teachers, even though he's passed on, he's still such a great teacher to me. And, you know, he said, like, we live in a time where we don't have to have bad days. We live in a time where we don't have to be failures. Like we have these tools to change our life. So it's just a choice. It's a choice to go in and heal and fix and do what you need to do. And it's a choice to stay exactly where you are, have a bad day, like get stuck in victim mode. I'm not saying you can't be human because we all need to have those moments where we have our tantrums. But, you know, it's a choice between happiness and success or failure and depression.
I love this. Let's lean into this because this is a big kind of question that I get. And there's like a key discernment that has to happen here. Because a lot of times it's like, okay, Steph, I want to be in like this constant place of living in my light and being happy and abundant and joyous. And it's like, I don't want to have bad days and I don't want to get stuck in victim. And so it's almost like we make wrong. These negative emotions and these moments, what it feels like is like unwinding a lot of like the old programs. And that's the way I'd love to explain it to my clients. It's like, yo, your body is emotionally releasing right now. And the only way to release that is to feel it. Right?
Yes.
That's how we heal it.
Totally.
I'd be curious to just like hear your perspective with this too, because I know a lot of people are like, okay, well, I just want to be positive and happy and in my light. And how do I know when I'm not being a victim versus when I'm healing something versus like being stuck in something? Because it's a program that a lot of people kind of get caught up on.
Yeah. Yeah. I love this. You know, part of it is just like, you know, not spiritual bypassing, right? Like we can easily be like, we're good. No bad days. I'm fine. I'm great. I'm not dealing with my shit. Love and light. Like, no, we have to deal with what's actually happening and coming up to the surface and move through it. But the thing is, we have tools to move through them. Mine is Kundalini. I fucking love Kundalini. That's how we move through the energy. You know, and the thing is to know if you're in victim mode, to know if you're working through something, to know if you're bypassing something is you have to be so deeply connected to yourself and your own patterns. Like you have to sit with yourself and know yourself so well. Like for me, I know within a millisecond if I'm out of alignment. Like I know how my body reacts. I know how I feel. I know what happens to my mind. I know everything. So I'm like, oh fuck, I'm out of alignment. What's going on here? And when you know yourself and you give yourself that opportunity to actually be still and just sit there and witness, like give yourself a week, give yourself 24 hours, notice your patterns, notice what's happening, notice how you're thinking, notice how you're being triggered. Like you have to be ready, willing, able to sit there and look at your shit. And then you can start to notice like, oh, I'm being triggered. Oh, I went into victim mode right there. Oh no, I was actually healing something right there. And then you start to notice those patterns. I know for me, there's very specific ways that I handle being a victim. There's very specific ways I handle being triggered. There's very specific ways that I handle, you know, emotional stress and anxiety and all of those things that come up with just being a human, especially being an entrepreneur. But you have to know how you tick, right? You have to know how your body runs. We all run on patterns. We're like machines. We all run on patterns. Know what your pattern is, understand that pattern, and then have a tool to reconstruct that pattern. And like, again, my tool is Kundalini. Maybe it's not for you, but have something that's going to reprogram that pattern so that way you can change your life.
Mm, I love this. It's such a dope topic.
Yes. I'm like, I can keep going.
It's because it's like one of those things where I feel like, especially in the more conscious community, there's almost resistance in leaning into the shadow work. But the shadow is like where all of the healing happens.
I rolled my eyes for those of you who can't see me.
Everyone's like, you just need to be high vibe and positive. And I think this is the other piece, because you and I both focus a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of like business and marketing. And the theme that I oftentimes see is there's a fear around vulnerability. Well, there's two ends of the spectrum. There's the overly vulnerable, leading from this place of like always being in deep emotion and not really having like any authority or any real positioning inside of that. And then there's the other end of the spectrum where it's like this picture perfect. I don't have any emotional stuff. I just live this extravagant life and I'm just like completely healed and amazing. And so it's like finding that middle ground for this audience of like, okay, how is it that I show up in my power? I'm vulnerable in my humanisms. I allow myself to be human. And I also know that that's the way that I connect and empower my audience.
Yeah, I love that. I think, you know, part of it is having the awareness of like, you can very easily go from like being vulnerable to being victim in your content, like really quickly of being like, woe is me, feel bad for me, right? Like we could do that. But again, it's just like being aware of what is the energy and what is the intention behind your posting? Are you doing it to get likes? Are you doing it to get people to feel bad for you? Are you doing it because of like those types of reasons? Or are you doing it to inspire someone? Are you doing it because you know your audience is probably going through that same exact thing and your like call to action is some sort of opportunity for them to up-level their life, right? So that way you're not just like leaving them hanging and you just wrote out, you know, like a live journal. I don't know if you guys remember live journal from like the early thousands, which is like, you know, the online diary. You know, I think everything, what it comes down to is your energy behind it. You know, me and you can say the same exact thing, but if you're like in a crappy mood and I'm in a happy mood, people are going to take it two completely different ways depending on the energy behind in which we wrote it.
Yeah. And in relation to all of that, it's like, I think the other piece is really allowing yourself to tune into the meaning behind the message, right? Actually having like the energetics behind it, but more so like the way that I explain it to my clients is, if you can have gratitude for the actual event and actually see like, ah, this is part of me, right? Because I think a lot of us start to disassociate from our shadows is when we have dissonance with who we actually are or what we've experienced in our lives. And so it's almost this process of what I found to be complete self-acceptance and our surrendering to what is. And totally. just allowing yourself to like have those human experiences and utilizing that as part of your power versus seeing it as part of your weakness.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that. You just sparked like something in my head that I want to share. You know, the thing is like when we hide that, right? Because we can go two ways of the spectrum. We could be like, everything's perfect. And like, I live this perfect life. And like, nothing bad ever happens to me. And like, whatever. And then you could also be, you know, in the complete opposite end of the spectrum. Regardless, like if you're not in integrity with what you're saying, if you're not in alignment with what you're saying, if you're not in alignment with yourself, people will feel that. And also when it comes to, this is where like energy is literally the backbone for everything that you do inside of your business. Because if that's off, you're going to attract in the quote unquote wrong type of person, right? Because if you don't have the energy behind it and you're not having integrity with yourself, like you were saying, like having this dissonance with who you actually are, if you're not fully embodying that, you're going to attract in a whole gamut of people. And you're like, why am I doing this work? And, you know, I bring this up because I was on a client call yesterday with one of my girls instead of TAA. And she was just like, I don't get it. She's like, I get them on the sales call and like, I do the work and then I never hear from them again. And I was like, wait, what? Back it up. What's going on here? And she's like, you know, I have my messaging and I have my posts and then I get on the sales call and, you know, I start asking the questions. I'm really in myself and in my zone and, you know, I never hear from them again. I'm like, well, what's out of alignment here? And what it ended up being was that she was acting like this nice girl, right? On like her messaging, her positioning, like love and light and fluff and whatever. And like, if that was her, that would be fine, but it wasn't. She was just like this, a shadow worker, which was like the complete opposite end of the spectrum. She like attracted these women with like the love and light stuff. And they got on the sales call and she was like, hit it with them. And you know, they were like, oh fuck. Oh my God. Mayday, mayday. Gotta get out of here. Gotta get out of here. I'm like, you see, like if you aren't in integrity with your messaging, you're going to attract in the wrong types of people, not your soulmate client. So use your voice, embody it, because there are billions of people out there. There are of course 50 people to fill your program, 20 people to fill your program that need your work and that will connect with you and your story and your authenticity.
I love this. It brings up for me as you're sharing this other piece of like showing up in your wholeness, allowing yourself to be a multidimensional human being in your marketing.
Yes.
I think a lot of us get stuck in a program or a pattern where we're just like, oh, let me show up as this version of myself where we're not fully expressed, right? Because we're conditioned that this is what quote unquote works. I think it's the same pattern where it's like, then you start attracting people who resonate with that aspect of yourself, but don't feel fully connected to all that you be. And so when you start presenting these darker parts of you, right, or these deeper aspects of yourself, it's kind of like, is it safe? Is it okay?
Yes.
And so it's like having the ability to be a multidimensional human being in your marketing, allowing yourself to be seen in all of your dimensions and allowing your audience to have different ways of actually connecting with you.
Yeah. Just be real. Like just fucking be yourself and show who you actually are. And, you know, I'm going to name drop him a bunch of times, but Yogi Bhajan, he spoke about like the different energetic ages that we tap into. And he was saying how, you know, back in the Piscean age, which was up until like 2011, 2012, it was very like masculine driven, as we know, right? It was like super masculine, like dictatorship. And like, you know, there wasn't the internet really around as prevalent as it is today. And like all the information was only held by certain people. And it was like a very different type of world. And you could only be one certain type of person because we weren't as accepting as we are today. And he said, now that we've transitioned into the age of Aquarius, it's more feminine based. And like the little like tagline for the age of Aquarius is there's no hiding. People can't hide anymore because we're so energetically sensitive, whether you're an empath, whether you're a spiritual person. You can be none of those things and still pick up on energy and feel things and say that person's out of integrity. I don't trust that person. So when you're only showing up in one way as like the way that you think is going to be successful, but it's not actually you or it's not actually all of you, people will feel that and be like, oh fuck, I don't want to work with her. Or I can't trust him. Or like there's something off. But when you're fully you, the good, the bad, all of those things, people just want that because it's real and you're in integrity and you literally vibrate at a higher level when you're in integrity with who you are. And, you know, we can dive deeper into all of that, but you know, there's just like this shift in consciousness that's just happened. And it's like, we can't fake it anymore. We can't pretend that we're this certain type of person. Like that's why, you know, back in the 90s, like full on ad campaigns were like the thing to do, like on TV, on, you know, in magazines, like that's how we sold to people. And like, yes, ads still work, but in such a different way. They're more authentic. You're having conversations with people. It's not just like, boom, here's my program for $297. Buy it now. Like that does not work anymore because we want to have a deeper, meaningful connection with our audiences. And that only comes from you being authentic.
Yeah, I love this. Let's lean into this one a little bit more because it's also something that's been super prevalent for a lot of the women. And arriving in the season where they are doing all of the things, yes, right? And they're like, okay, I've done the Facebook training, I've done Instagram, I'm thinking about doing a YouTube channel, I've got ads running, I'm doing all the stuff, I'm posting every day, I'm showing up, right? And they're constantly looking for the next best strategy because they're wanting to grow and scale. But at the same time, it's not taking off the way that they want it to, right? This piece of like, okay, what you're doing is working for someone else, right? Mm. And they're using the same exact strategies, but it's not working for you. I love to always have my clients hold up a mirror and be like, okay, great. What part of you isn't being fully expressed, or what part of you isn't feeling in its highest excitement with what you're actually doing? What's the energetic state behind the doingness that's really embodying the beingness of what you want to create?
Mm. So good. I resonate with that so deeply. And, you know, I really believe that we all have our own energetic blueprint to success. Like, we all are meant to be successful, but we cannot look at another coach, another mentor, another person and be like, well, she's doing that and that worked for her, so I'm going to do it. And then you replicate it and you're like, fuck, it's not working. Like, why is it not working? The reason why it's not working is because you're taking literally like that person's energy and trying to fit it into your own energy field, and it's not going to work because that person created that from probably some deeply connected place, some sort of intuitive prompt, and it fucking worked. And then you're taking it just because you see that it works, but it's actually out of integrity with you. Like, maybe you don't actually like the ads. Maybe you don't actually like the funnel that you created. Maybe you don't like the messaging that you're showing up in, but you saw that she was doing it and it worked for her. That gets like all of your energy gets infused into that, and all of that disconnection gets infused. So people feel that, and it's never going to work for you. So you might as well figure out what it is that you need to be successful, activate that business intuition, and then take action, then build the funnel, then build the ads, then do the strategy, because then it will be like you have the Midas touch and everything will just scale with ease.
I love this. This is like, for me, the language patterns that I use for this is much more around like feminine flow, which is like this process of embodiment, of you actually knowing yourself, of you being in pleasure in your business and fully feeling like, wow, this is fun. What I find to be interesting here is there tends to be a program that a lot of women get stuck in. I know that we're speaking specifically to women here. It's just because you and I work with women specifically. But I know men will run these patterns as well. Sure. And it's this program of like, okay, I know these things that I'm doing aren't working, right? But they almost get stuck in like a hypnotic spell of feeling like they need to do more stuff when actually what needs to happen is this surrender and creating the space to reconnect with themselves. But there tends to be like almost a state of like fear inside of that, right? Because they're operating more so from a place of lack or a place of scarcity or a place of what almost feels like not fully trusting that in surrendering, that's what will create the flow. And so they're feeling like they have to force and push even harder.
Yeah. Well, I think that that's just like what's been ingrained in us, like talking about ancestral patterns. Like that's what's been like, when you think about our parent generation and like our grandparents generation, it was just hustle, 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 and you'll make money. And like, that's how it used to be. It's like, just do whatever you can to make money and it will happen. Our generation is so different. So it's like just what's been ingrained in us, what we've seen is, okay, well, if I do the strategy and I do all the things and I'm working hard, then it's going to happen for me. And then when it doesn't, we still lean into it even more because it's like we trick ourselves. We're like, but maybe just another funnel. Like maybe if I just do like five funnels instead of four or two, like it will happen. Like maybe I'll spend another $1,000 on the Facebook ads and it'll finally happen. It's like, no, it won't. You have to surrender. You have to tap in. You have to figure out what is going on, because success is an internal job first and foremost. And I think sometimes we're afraid of leaning in, because when we actually did that, we actually leaned in and we actually tuned in, we'd actually become successful. Mm. We'd actually be more successful than we ever could even imagine. And that scares the shit out of us. That's why we're like, all right, well, this isn't working. Let me keep doing it. Let me keep doing it. Let me keep doing it. Rather than taking that time and taking that moment to slow down. And like, our businesses, they're an extension of us, but they have their own energetic entity to them that we can always tap into. It's literally a vibration away. We can receive and figure out like, how can I serve you, business? Like, what do you need? Do I need to show up more on Instagram? Do I need to do another? Do I need to do a masterclass training? Do I need to do a Facebook ad? Like, you know, you don't have to have that exact dialogue, but you will get intuitive prompts. And if you receive those intuitive prompts and take action, I'm going to tell you 99% of the time, those actions are going to be so much more aligned and so much more successful for you. And, you know, just who I am, I can relate to that so much because sometimes I get up in the story of like strategy. It's not working, but let me keep it again. I'm like, I need to do more. And then I realize I'm like, oh, something's happening here where if I actually slowed down and I actually got quiet and I actually tuned in, and I actually did my kriyas and I actually did all my energy work, I'd get the $1 million idea. Mm-hmm. So I'm blocking that from happening because that actually scares the crap out of me because I'm hitting actually an upper level limit.
Mm, I love that.
And once you do that, right, and you're like, oh, fuck, that's what's happening. Like, again, it's like the awareness of like, wow, that's what I'm doing. Okay, let me go get my butt on the meditation pillow or get my journal out. And then I figure it all out. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. All right, the idea just came in. I'm going to go take action on it. And then it ends up being successful.
Yeah. This is a big piece. And I think what I'll see with my clients are the language patterns that I'll use with it is like, there's almost this subconscious part of you. Cause I believe in like this aspect that we have multiple parts of ourselves and each part is there ruling from like different aspects of our personality or different belief systems or whatever it is, but they're all really there. And when we talk about alignment, the way that I look at it is it's having all of these parts of you being in alignment and in congruency with your highest purpose, your highest excitement, right? Mm. And oftentimes when we're running these self-sabotaging patterns of procrastination, of resistance, yes, right? Whatever it's showing up as. It's usually because there's a part of us that's not feeling in congruency or not feeling in alignment, right, with a higher self. Mm. What's interesting is you'll see where a lot of people are, they consciously know, right,
yeah,
that this makes sense. I know what I'm supposed to do. I know how to do it, right? There's this part of me, and you'll hear a lot of people say it oftentimes, and they'll say it just like that.
Yeah.
There's a part of me that's afraid or that feels this or that doesn't believe that, or there's this fear, or there's this block, or I have resistance. And oftentimes it's leaning into that piece because usually the program that you'll see people run is they're like, how do I get rid of the fear? Mm. How do I get rid of the resistance?
Yeah.
But it's not about removing that, because if you make that part of you wrong or if you remove it, then you no longer have access to it. And there's a totally beautiful gift in that part. So the loving reminder that I love to give the women that I work with is, great, let's lean in and let's speak to that part of you. Mm. What is the fear? What is she afraid of, right? And what's interesting is we oftentimes disassociate from these parts, right? Because we don't see them as being part of the whole. And so we don't feel whole. And so we don't feel like we're in our full embodiment, right? And so when we start to speak to this part and we start to lean into it, we realize that this part's actually there to serve in the same purpose as every other piece. It's just doing it in a different way, right? Mm-hmm. And that fear is coming up as a way of a protective mechanism because of, for whatever reason, this part has a fear around what it would look like to be quote unquote successful or to have this much money or to do this thing. And oftentimes it's a subconscious belief or an ancestral pattern of like, well, this is what it looked like when mom and dad did it, right? Mm-hmm. And they were super successful or they made this amount of money and then they didn't have time for me or whatever the program is.
Yeah.
And so when we lean into that, we can start to actually get clear on what's the subconscious belief that's going on with this part of you. What is this part of you actually needing and wanting to embody that it's afraid of it would have if it were to get there? How can it embody that now and know that it's actually safe to go there? And then we can bring all of these pieces back into congruency and back into alignment.
That's so beautiful. I love that. You know, and kind of like, you know, what you're referencing is like the ego, right? Like there's so much talk about it's like, fuck the ego. I hate my ego. And I'm like, yo, your ego is just showing up to keep you in check, right? It's like that shadow self to be like, hey, like we're making a change here. I'm a little scared. So it's like, again, like you're saying, looking back and saying, well, what is this pattern? Like, why is the ego coming up? Why is it trying to block me from this? What can I learn from this? Is it because, you know, like you're saying, like when my parents were successful, they didn't have time for me. So now I'm afraid that I'm not going to have time. Like, why is the ego coming up? So like, instead of like bashing it and being like, oh, the ego, it's like, hey girl, what's going on? Why are you coming up? Like, what are you trying to show me here? What can I heal? And when you can heal that, like, again, that's how you evolve and that's how you change. And you know, I think part of this is we have so much quote unquote, like proof that the mass healing works, right? Just from like the generational thing of like hustle works. So we have to start figuring out our own proof for our mind to say, well, the feminine works and tuning in works. So it's like really taking like an internal note of like, when was that time that I actually meditated and I felt better? When was that time that I took an action on my intuition and something was in alignment or, you know, whatever it may be. It's like having that internal proof and reminding yourself of that, then it starts to become a lot easier to lean back into the feminine and surrender and tune in and see what you need. And, you know, it's one of those things that's helped me so much, especially in my business. Cause again, I'm from New York. I'm like, all right, what's next? Got to do the next thing, right? Like that's a part of my pattern. And you know, I started working with a success therapist, like handle success. And I was getting caught up in that pattern of like, well, I need more strategy or I need more of this. And she's like, hey, just want to remind you, she's like, your highest months were the months when you took off and you relaxed and you got a massage and you went floating and you did all the deeper inner work. Those were your highest months by far. So then my conscious mind was like, oh, fuck, really? Like that, whoa, that really? That happened? And then I went back, of course, and like went to my payment track and I was like, wow, she's right. Like those were the months that I had my highest months, the ones that I was in deep surrender and going within. So that was my proof. Like sometimes we need to have that proof of like, oh shit, like this works. This works, this works, this works. And then you start to reprogram the pattern that the masculine and the hustle works, if that makes sense.
I love this. Yeah, what you're coming into, it's this piece where it's like, air quotes, worked.
Yes.
But I think we have to almost come back and redefine what working actually looks like and what that actually means and what success actually is for us. Because a lot of us are only measuring by the stick of financial income, our the busyness badge, right?
And totally.
So the piece that I love to remind people of is it's like, okay, air quotes, working, but you're miserable. It's not actually working, is it?
Yeah.
Right? And when you're hustling 24/7 and you're making the money, but you don't have time or energy to enjoy it, it's not actually working, is it? And so it's almost like, let's redefine what working actually means. And the definition may be different for everyone. My personal belief is that for something to be working, I need to be feeling a deep sense of pleasure and joy in what I'm doing in my day-to-day life. Yeah. And if I'm not feeling that in my day-to-day life and I'm feeling ridden by stress and overwhelm and anxiety, doesn't matter what I'm doing, it doesn't matter how much money I'm making, it's not working because that's not working energetically for me. So I think it's coming back to this piece, and this is that part of like that feminine flow or that feminine energy or that embodiment of, okay, the first piece to know if something is working is how you're actually feeling and your embodiment of these emotions in your higher self. And when you're embodying this energetic state, like you're talking about, we then do from that state, the amount of doing becomes so much less because we're operating from a state of being and it's just so much more easeful and it just flows through us versus feeling like we have to force ourselves to get through the fucking process.
I love this. You know, you're touching upon something that I'm constantly asking myself and I say to my clients is, how are you going to measure success? How will I measure success beyond the numbers? Because we can easily be like, well, I hit 50K this month, I'm successful. But no, it doesn't matter about the numbers. How will I measure success? Will it be how I'm feeling, what's happening in my life, what I'm able to do? What is our success indicator? Because, you know, when you're younger, success is I got good grades. Like it's always down to the numbers or the letters. Like I got good grades. I got an A. Mom and dad said I was awesome, whatever. And then when we become entrepreneurs, like there's no longer this barometer to success. And then we start freaking out and spiraling because we're like, I don't know. Am I doing a good job? Am I not doing a good job? Well, if I hit more numbers, then I'll be happy. And that was a story I had. I'm like, well, when I hit 50K a month, then I'll know that I've made it. And then I hit 50K and I was like, I don't know. What's going on? Like, am I happy? Am I not happy? Like, what are my core values? What do I want out of life? And, you know, you have to really figure out like, what are my core values? What makes me happy? How am I going to measure my success? Like, how will I know when I'm actually successful? And what does that feel like? And the second part of it is like, how will I celebrate myself when I get there? Right? Like, how will I take the time to celebrate myself when I know that I've achieved the success? And I think when we use that as our like internal like business compass, then we will feel so much more fulfilled in our life.
I love this. We could literally go on forever.
What's that watch?
Just so much. We'll probably have to do like another session to just like dive even deeper into some of these layers because I
love
like,
that.
There's just so many different dimensions of everything that we're tuning into. And this is like just scrapping the surface.
I told you before this, I'm like, I'm calling them all in. They're like, hold on. We got all these messages to say.
So much to share.
It's a good problem to have.
great quality problem. To honor like your time and your space and as we just kind of close the energy on this.
Sure.
What for you is one last type of potent message you want to share? And then inside of that, for anyone that's like really resonating and really vibing with you and curious about everything that you're sharing, how can they find out about you and how can they learn more about what you do?
Thank you for this opportunity. You know, the one thing that I just want everyone to leave home with is that we are the creators of our dream. right? And we have the ability to become so wildly successful far beyond we could ever even imagine. So don't think that if it's not working, that it's the strategy. I encourage you to go within and set some time to just feel, like feel your body, feel your energy, figure out what you need to do because we need you. If you're listening to this, we need you to step up and be incredibly successful because the bigger numbers that we hit means how much more impact we're making on the planet. And if we look around, we need more, as I call them, light leaders on the planet, because we need more people that are embodied, that are authentic, that are creating epic opportunities for people to transform in. And that begins with you. So that's the one thing that I want to leave everyone with. And if you're vibing with this, I would love to connect with everyone on Instagram. That's probably the best spot right now, at I am Brianna Rose. Brianna has two N's. And you can check out a lot of content and posts there. Obviously, my website is there and you can get into all the things about me and my programs from there. But IG is where it's at.
Love it. Yeah, the gram.
The gram.
Well, thank you so much, truly, from the bottom of my heart. Right,
thank you.
Yeah, everyone just tuning in, just appreciating and loving on you immensely. And
thank you.
So grateful to just share space. And I'm so excited just for all the endeavors and just to continue to see you just soar and shine and hold space for all the women that you're really empowering. It's really, really, really beautiful. So thank you.
Thank you. Receiving all that, I'm like, oh, thank you so much. I'm really thank you for giving me the opportunity to be here. This is really special and I'm so grateful for you.
Oh, I'd love to love us. And thank you for all of you listening. So
yes, thank you everyone for attending our show.
Beautiful. And if you guys found any of this really powerful or really insightful, you have any comments or feedback, go feel free to rate this episode or to leave any comments or message myself or Brianna. We're loving hearing from each of you and just hearing how all of this has landed for you. So with that being said, thank you guys so much. And we will see you on the next episode.